This is your teacher, Dingley May, addressing you with his heart. Let us feel the spirit of wisdom embracing us together. I shall now deal with your documentary lesson number 10. Peace be unto you. I trust, my beloved, that you had a very happy week in the practice and the study of your ninth lesson. There is great wisdom in that lesson, and I do hope that you have captured it. You see, the creative spirit is wisdom, and by keeping the thought ever before the mind, the wisdom of the creative spirit will reveal itself, for it is self-manifesting. And so in your ninth lesson you were advised every moment that you can find quiet of mind, say to yourself that no matter what others are doing, I am now discovering my true nature. Life is new to me. I am forsaking the false and building into my consciousness only that which is essential truth. Now, in your 10th lesson for this week, which is Right Resolution, the second part, the idea will be expanded a little further. Let us be very patient and alert together. A man without character is as a flower without perfume. Now, my beloved, I would like to say in this, your 10th lesson, precisely what you require to have said to you to raise you to the very highest pinnacle of inspiration. I would like you to feel that no matter what may appear to be wrong in your life, you are on your way to right resolution. Through right understanding, to bring right out of that which appears to be wrong. You must, of course, use your imagination in this lesson. Now, therefore, I am here with you. We are in the silence together. We have met. I would like you to realize a great childlikeness of spirit as you feel that all down through the ages we have been waiting to meet. You and I have been seeking each other, though not knowing how or why. And now in this life, I am to make manifest to you the highest knowledge of the truth of life. I am the messenger. You must take the message. Now, we have learned what right understanding means, have we not? The riddle of the universe has become somewhat less of a riddle than it was. We have watched its laws within our own bodies and our own minds. We have watched its laws in nature. And compared with a few weeks ago, we are much more logically and spiritually established in understanding, right understanding, than we have ever been. Now we look forward to right resolution. In the silence of your own lesson, you are to realize that there are thousands of other seekers in mental physics, the whole world round, who are similarly minded, similarly seeking with you. Now, you will learn a little later something about the church invisible. Think upon that, the church invisible. I ask you then, just as you feel that I have met you, and you have met me in the spirit, that you rise to meet all the others. There are those who know more than you know. There are those who came in on the very same day as you came in. Those who are struggling just as you are struggling, perhaps. But no matter what progress we have made along the path, we are all integrally linked together, bound in thought, faithfully going ahead in our search for wisdom and that which is dearer than wisdom. Each morning and each night, you should, in commencing your study and practice, feel that you are in the very holiest place, and that the holy bond binds us all. Thus does the Creator spread forth His wisdom among us all. Now, my beloved, to achieve anything in life, there must be the understanding of the thing. For according to our understanding, do we achieve. To write, we must understand how to write. To speak, how to speak. To run, how to run. So in all things. But we may understand very much intellectually and not be able to demonstrate, to make real in our lives that which we think we understand. That is, as you will see, of course, because we do not rightly resolve to use that which we understand. Latent abilities are not awakened in many people, and they never become awakened until the resolution to awaken them comes into consciousness. Even with understanding, there must come resolution. If the understanding be wrong or not right, the resolution and all that follows it must of necessity be correspondingly wrong or not right also. But with right understanding, there will come, with the resolution to use the understanding, right resolution. Right resolution seems to be the child or offspring of right understanding. No matter how strong the resolution may be, and no matter how great the effort put forward in using resolution, the result cannot be right unless there be right understanding of what we are doing. Now, in mental physics, my beloved, as you will increasingly find as you go forward, you are given step by step, clearly and practically, the right method by which you may lead yourself into right understanding of the laws of the universe. Your next step is right resolution. If you have fully mastered what in your lessons up to this point you have already learned, then you will have no fear how great the resolution may be. You are established in right understanding. In your breathings, which you must never for a single day disregard, you are taking in that invisible and organizing force of life that we call creative intelligence. Intelligent creativity. You use it in right understanding as the first stepping stone. You begin to use it as you take the next step, which is right resolution. So you are now established in right resolution, and may you never lose your zeal. You may regard yourself as a member of the great church invisible, the builders of the new Jerusalem, progenitors of the new age, leaders and saviors of the human race. What a privilege, what an honor. Now, my beloved, you have come, I feel sure, to the point where you realize that the attainment of wisdom is possible. You are to learn how to develop the divine will, the creative intelligence, the infinite spirit which brings this to you. You can now truthfully affirm that you know your very physical body. Your whole body is the universe itself. You know your very physical body to be the throne of God. In right understanding, you are strongly advised to read as much as you can about the human body if you desire to do so. Your study should be directed from the angle of the breathing apparatus and of the respiratory system for the reason that you will be forced to appreciate your own power of breathing as taught in your scientific breathings that you are now learning and which will become more and more wonderful to you as time goes on. Now, the organs of respiration consist of the lungs and the air passages leading to them. The lungs are two in number. They occupy the pleural chamber of the thorax, one on either side of the median line, being separated from each other by the heart, the greater blood vessels, and the larger air tubes. Each lung is free in all directions, except at the root, which consists chiefly of the bronchi, arteries, and veins connecting the lungs with the trachea and the heart. Now, the air passages consist of the interior of the nose, the pharynx, the larynx, windpipe or trachea, and the bronchial tubes. When we breathe, we draw in the air through the nose, and after it has passed the pharynx and the larynx, it passes into the trachea, which subdivides into numerous tubes called the bronchial tubes, which in turn subdivide in all the small air spaces in the lungs, of which the lungs contain millions. It has been said that if the air cells of the lungs were spread out over an unbroken surface, they would cover an area of 14,000 square feet. The air is drawn from the lungs by the action of the diaphragm, a great strong flat muscle stretched across the chest, separating the chest box from the abdomen. Now, the diaphragm's action, as you probably know, is almost as marvelous as that of the heart, though it can be transformed into a semi-voluntary muscle. Its work is largely automatic. When it expands, it increases the size of the chest and the lungs, and the air rushes into the vacuum thus created. When it relaxes the chest and lungs, they contract, and the air is expelled from the lungs. Now see what the lungs do for the blood, what breathing does, and then stand in reverence before your own body's power.